Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the 1001 Experience. And I am your conductor, director, guide, the lovely host of this experience. My name is Christine. And how are y'all? I wish that this was, like, interactive, because I really do want to know how y'all doing. Like, what y'all got going on? How are you feeling? What are you feeling? It has been a very, very long time since I podcasted with y'all. So, yeah. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so happy and grateful and blessed to have you joining this experience. If you are returning, you know I F with you the long way. If you have asked me when I was putting out another episode, if you have been going back and running back the old episodes, if you share, if you like, if you subscribe, if you told somebody about this podcast, any of those things, if you reached out to me to tell me how this podcast has supported you, enlightened you, uplifted you, empowered you, any of those things, y'all know I F with y'all the super long way. That support in any form does not go unnoticed or unappreciated. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't really have a whole lot of new thoughts that I want to share right here at this moment. I think that over the last, I don't even know, I couldn't even tell you the last time I recorded for this podcast. Like, I know there were a couple times where I was just like driving and or outside like exercising, and like something came to me and I'm like, all right, let me put the podcast episode out now before I forget. Like, there have definitely been a couple of those times where I just did it on the fly. But actually sitting down and being like, let me record a podcast and share a podcast. Like, that has been, I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know how long it's been. So I actually have a very long list of things that I have been meaning to talk about. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, there are multiple lists in my phone of podcast topics. And every time I look at it, I'm like, I don't know if I want to talk about this. I don't know if I'm ready to talk about this. I don't know if this is the right time. Like, you know, I would keep putting it off. And so today, I'm going to be honest with you. What I really wanted to do is just go through this list and read all these things. It's like clearing out the queue, you know, because what I will say is, like, when I first started this podcast, so when I first, just thought of the title, the 1001 Experience, like, I knew what it meant, and I knew that the goal and the intention and the purpose was to provide multi-dimensional, multi-layered support, because I could feel the rapid transitions happening, and I could also feel and see where we were going. And so I really wanted to provide the insight and the knowledge and the skills and the strategies and the analysis to kind of help support people in transition, both in like a personal transition and like, you know, the process of like exploring yourself and becoming more self-aware and shedding old patterns and becoming a new, better version of yourself, right? And then, like, if everybody's going through that personal transformation, then naturally our relationships would then follow, and our communities and our systems and structures and in society and then globally at large, right? And so, like, there's a ripple effect, right? And so while we are all having our individual transformations, the transitional energy is not only global, but it's also like multi-dimensional, beyond human beings, right? And I'm not gonna get too deep in it. I don't want to lose y'all. I don't want to get too spacey. But I say all of that to say, like, from when I started this podcast until now, like, my understanding of what it means to be in and surrender to transition has blossomed rapidly, deeply, intimately. And I think it's very interesting, like, when I created the podcast and I'm like, okay, what do I want to title it? Like, what do I want it to look like? Like, the 10:01 in terms of time was very important, because that was how it was being shown to me. And I was thinking about like a 0 and a 1. Let me stop. I'm going. I don't want to get too deep, because I really just want to get to read this stuff off my list. But like a 10, right? Like, if we're breaking it down into like numerology, it goes back to a 1. So like a 10 is an ending and a 1 is a beginning, right? And so I talked about that in the first episode, how things end and things begin and same process, and like just the binary code of like a 0 and a 1, right? Going back and forth. Like, a lot of traditions have like this concept of like a binary code at some point. But that's something that you can research on your own if you're interested in it. But keeping the, I don't know the name for this, for this symbol, but those two dots, hold on, I'm about to Google it right now while I'm talking. But those two dots between the 10 and the 01 in the episode title, I knew it was important to keep, right? Like, I couldn't just put 10 and 01. I couldn't spell out 10:01. Like, it had to have the two dots. And again, like, over the last couple years, the reason why that space, that gap, that void is so significant has become more and more clear to me. And the skills and the strategies that we need to navigate that gap and that void have also become very clear to me personally, professionally, clinically, spiritually, all of those things, right? And the things that stop us from developing, embodying, learning, and experiencing all of the things that we need in order to navigate those gaps, all of that, at the whole breadth of it, the experience of it, has become even more clear to me now than when I first started this podcast. So that's not to say that I will not be sharing the same type of information. Because I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really put a whole lot of thought into it. But I do know that when I was reading some of these points on my lists, multiple of topics, I was like, I don't know if I really want to go too much more into depth about these things. I think that the statement is pretty clear as it is. So it's just a colon? Why is it not? I thought a colon was something else. Oh. Okay, so the colon in the 10:01 experience is significant. And that aspect of transitioning, like, when I first started the podcast, I was thinking about the whole process of it, and the whole process of it is still very important to recognize and to understand. But that space in between is, you know, that's where you need the guide, and that's why I'm here. Okay, so with that being said, I'm about to read some of these topics and some of these ideas, almost like Proverbs, right? If you have ever read the book of Proverbs, you know it don't all go together, it don't all flow together, it don't make sense, right? They're all very significant and important on their own. There may be some things that relate to each other, but they ain't in no type of order. Niggas was just spitballing, right? Niggas came out to meditation, had a whole bunch of downloads, and just had to write it before they forgot. That's what this is. So, without further ado, here is list one of podcast topics last updated on February 9th, 2022. Okay. Number one, low maintenance is neglect. However you prefer to care for yourself, or whatever part of yourself you are caring for, you need attention, you need effort, intention, focus. All of those things are needed no matter what. So the idea that you should spend less time on these things is evidence of your conditioning to abuse and neglect, period. Two, corporate structures are based on abuse and manipulation. I would add exploitation to this, period. Three, healing trauma is a collective responsibility. You may be responsible for the internal and personal healing related to traumas. And that's because you're the only one in your body, right? So you're literally the only one that can do things. However, no one experiences trauma without interaction with the environment. Therefore, the environment has a responsibility to make trauma inhospitable. Okay, four. This looks like a continuation. Let's see. However, part of the human experience involves the density and weight of material in this dimension. So let me pause there because this is a little heavy. So, like, there are literally things like we are spiritual beings, right? In physical bodies. So there's a part of us that exists in the spiritual realm that is immaterial, right? Because it is not a physical material, there are certain things that a spirit cannot experience that a human body can, right? And so part of being human is being able to experience things that you could not have had in your purely spiritual form, right? Just like there are sounds that dogs can hear that we cannot hear, right? Just like plants are able to like metabolize light and differently than we do as human beings, right? Being in a physical body of a human has a certain density and frequency. So we're able to experience things that way. And so that being said, we are able to experience and learn from lower vibrations. And when I say low vibrations, I don't mean bad, right? I mean literal, dense, low frequency vibrations, right? That's density. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the human experience involves pain. How you heal yours and create healthy spaces for others is a part of the human experience, and it can't be done in a vacuum. This next one is good. What is this? 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Accidental prayers. At some point in time, you might have prayed very specifically to hold on to something, to have something, to experience something, right? That thing may not have been good for you, and it may not have been healthy for you, or perhaps you were very, very specific about an end result that you wanted, and any of those prayers can limit you. They can shut you off to what you are actually meant to experience, right? Sometimes y'all be crossing yourselves up with some accidental prayers. 6, transformation work and the sacrifice of being a change agent. Ooh, the first one over the hill, taking the hits and potentially never seeing direct retribution or vindication. I think this was inspired by a few different things. I remember an interview when Jay-Z was on a Breakfast Club years ago, and he used that analogy of when you're the first one over the hill, you get shot up with all the bows and arrows, and you come back and you're like, oh man, there's a lot of people over there, right? And so now everybody else behind you knows what to do. And I don't remember the details, but I do remember, like, I was in the shower one day and I thought of just like a woman came to me, who a black woman came to me and was just kind of sharing how she did a lot of work that she didn't get like praise for, right? And how you can see like the impact of her work still. I don't remember the details. This was February 2022. It was the last time I updated this list, and this is still at the top of the list. So who knows? This could have been 21 when I actually had this thought. But so I feel bad that I'm blanking on like the details of what it was. But and anyway, the message that was being given to me at that time was, when you're a visionary, when you are a change agent, when you're the person on the front line, like, you have to learn how to get your confirmation and your validation from sources other than the people around you, right? Because the actual people that you're clearing a path for, the actual people that you're meant to help, you may never see them. They may never come in your lifetime, right? They may be generations down the line. But your work is still important, right? So if you're waiting for the people next to you to understand you, if you're waiting for the people next to you to accept you, if you are waiting for the people directly behind you to support you and validate the work that you're doing and give you a whole bunch of praise and accolades, right? If that's what you're waiting on and you really want to transform something, you really want to change something, right? You're a visionary and you see the way things can be radically different, and that's what you're waiting on, then you never gonna get shit done. You're gonna stop short. You're gonna quit because you're gonna think it's not working. You're gonna think that it's not good enough. You're gonna think that, my bad. I thought my shit cut off. I was about to be upset. I'm upset. Set. But yeah, no. Like, if that's what you're waiting on, right, then you're going to get the wrong message. And so if you are operating as a change agent, as a visionary, as someone who is radical in the transformation that they are working toward, you got to anchor yourself in something much, 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 much deeper. And also learn to not, now this is not on the list. These are my thoughts from today, right here, right now. What is this? March 22nd, I think. Yes, March 22nd, 2024. Okay. The other part of that is that you have to learn that you have the transformational call. You have the radical call, right? You are given the vision. So what other people are doing or not doing has nothing to do with you, right? Sometimes we can become, speaking for myself here, sometimes we can become bitter and resentful and frustrated because other people are not on board with the type of shit that we're on, right? And sometimes we can just feel confused and disheartened and deflated when other people are receiving so much praise and accolades for things. But then when you come with your stuff, people looking at you like you got 8 heads. And I think it is important for us to realize that that is a part of being a visionary. That is a part of being radical, right? Because a lot of people will tell you that you're reaching. A lot of people will tell you that it's not that deep. A lot of people will tell you that it's not possible, that it's not realistic, right? And that's true for them. That's why they are given a call that they can hold in their body, that they can actually like initiate some change around, right? They need something that's a little more tangible. They need something that's a little bit closer to the reality that exists today, right? And they are doing their work. They are doing their job, right? And so you keep your timeline clear, and you keep your intentions and your goals and your creations clear when you stay focused on what your call is, no matter how extreme, no matter how big, and no matter how misunderstood you may be. Because again, like when you have a vision that's big like that, like, and if you know, if this is you, if you this type of person, then you know. I don't even have no examples because you know, right? But when you got a vision that's big like that, you're not thinking a year from now, 5 years from now, shit, 10 years from now, right? You're thinking generations ahead, right? And so you may not get the type of vindication that you're looking for. You may not get the type of accolades. You may not get the type of praise if you're looking for it from your peers and your colleagues and your contemporaries. And so you got to learn how to really, really tap in to spirit. Learn how to recognize when your ancestors are saying, yes, you are on the right path. Know how to recognize when the multidimensional beings, when the earth is saying, yes, absolutely, this is what I needed. Thank you. When the cosmos is saying, yes, bitch, that's what I put you there for. Learn how to recognize that. Learn how to recognize when you are in flow with the trees and the flowers and the stars and the sun and the moon, right? When you're in the same vibrational flow as the animals, right? Learn how to ask for the signs and synchronicities that you are on the right path, and know how to tap into the energy of the universe to know that you're doing the right thing, right? To learn what that feels like, and to recognize when your rewards are coming directly from spirit. You might not get the award right away. You might not get all of the endorsements, right? You may not have people jumping up and down to give you opportunities right away. You might not get that. And I would encourage you to look for the things that spirit is giving you, right? In the time that we in right now, if this is you, hear me, okay? I don't know if I'm going to make it past this. How much time I've been talking? Okay. We might get back to the Proverbs. We might not, right? But if this is you, if you are the visionary, right? If you are the transformational change agent, then I want you to stop and think about your life over the last 3.5-4 years. And I want you to think about how you have remained steadfast in your convictions. I want you to consider the ways that you challenged everything you knew in your core to be harmful and to be inauthentic. I want you to think about all the times and all of the ways that you said the things that needed to be said that no one else in the room was saying. All the times that you showed up in the energy of love and compassion when it was very difficult to do. All the times that you stood on your values and your morals, even when everybody around you was telling you that that's not how the world works and it's a doggy dog world, and everybody was putting their heart to the side, and you fought to stay heart centered. And then once you have all of those instances in your mind, I want you to think back about how blessed you've been, the provision that you have received, the hardship that you've somehow just kind of sideswiped, the things that you've been able to watch from a distance but never actually touched you, the times where you knew to move before the storm came in, right? Think about that. Think about that. Think about what the world has looked like. And this is not to say that anyone who has experienced hardship or anyone who hasn't been able to sidestep things has somehow did something wrong or was out of alignment or whatever, right? This is not a judgment on anyone for anything that they've experienced. I only say this to say, this is how you tune into the rewards from the universe and the gifts from the universe and from source itself, right? Because you are doing the things that you are supposed to be doing. And spirit knows that the call and the charge that has been placed on you is not an easy one. Spirit knows that what they are asking you to do, they know that you have the faculties and the capacity to do it and the right skill set, and it aligns with the mission and the destiny that you chose for yourself when you incarnated in this lifetime, right? Spirit knows that, but they also know that you're a human being. And in this human body, connection is important. Belonging is important. Community is important, right? You literally need these things to survive. And they know how much it hurts your heart when you don't get that. When you think you're saying something that is simple, something that is clear, something that is logical and spiritually sound, right? And people treat you like you're ridiculous. People misunderstand you. People react to you with aggression. People push you out. People invalidate you. People dismiss you. People tell you that you bring in too many problems. You're too negative. This is too heavy, right? And spirit knows how heavy that weight has been on your heart. And that is why you are provided for the way that you are. That is why you are protected the way that you are. That is why you are blessed the way that you are. That is why your children and all of the things that you touch are blessed the way that they are. The people around you, the people that you pray for, the people that you speak into are blessed the way that they are. Because spirit knows that you need some a little bit more or else you gonna give up. Your creator knows you. And they know what they asked you to do. And they know what you need in this life in order to be able to do it, to be able to stick to it, to stay steadfast in your mission and fulfill your destiny. And so I say this to say, this actually leads me back to the next proverb that I saw, but a couple things. One, remember your why. Remember your why, right? And I think that sometimes when we experience so much invalidation and dismissal and disregard from other people to the point where we feel isolated, or we believe that we don't belong or that there's something inherently wrong with us. We're holding a lot of shame, right? Our hearts are heavy. There's grief, heartbreak, all these things. Sometimes that wound can be conflated, right? And it can taint our why. It can taint our mission. Because we're now trying to restore that sense of belonging and connection to other human beings. Because we need that, right? But it can conflate our why. And so you have to remember the purity of your why and reconnect to the universal laws and truths that guide and direct your behavior, that inform your convictions, and the fact that spirit gets you. And so because spirit has you, be bold in your convictions, right? Not in a bitter way, not in an accusatory way. We're not shaming people. We're not judging people, right? We're not belittling people. But be bold in your convictions. Show up in the way that you know you need to be. Model those things, those radical changes that you see for the world, for other people, for relationships. Be that. Be that. Hold that in you and allow that to direct your words and your actions and your thoughts and your inactions, right? Be bold in it and know that your creator has you. That the bolder you are in your convictions, the bigger your blessings will be. Because it's not easy. It is not easy. It is not acceptable. Yet. Yet. Right? But it's necessary. It is necessary work. You are here in this time, thinking these things, feeling these things, desiring these things, because it is what is necessary. You are the energy and the being that is necessary right now. You are the answer to someone's prayers. You are the solution to someone's problem. You are the light to someone's darkness, right? So be bold in it. And for all of the resistance you see, know that you will be receiving abundance to balance that out. Okay? Okay. So, back to our Proverbs. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So yeah, 7 was remember your why. Okay. 8. Saturday cleaning. So Saturday is associated with the planet Saturn. Saturn is about time and responsibility and consistency and all of those things. And this talks about cleaning on Saturdays, how we wake up early on Saturday and clean the house. And I said, you've been doing magic and conjure all your life. If you black and you woke up cleaning the house on Saturdays, you've been doing the magic all your life and you ain't even know. Okay. 9. Sometimes you need your ego. Gotta remind these fools. Ooh. The creator sent us into this human experience with our ego as part of the toolkit. We're supposed to integrate and use it appropriately, not completely kill it off and move bare or without it. Wait, was that 10? I keep losing count, y'all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And that was 9. 10, duality. There are two sides to every coin. The over and the under. Interesting. This was about the Jeezy and Gucci Mane versus. What was that? Hold on. I want to see how old this was. Jeezy and Gucci Mane versus. Oh, wait. I need a date. Dates. Yes. November 19th, 2020. Hey, yo, this shit old as hell. This is why I never made it back to it, because it is very old. Okay. So I think that if I'm remembering correctly, the conversation around the verses was that Gucci was in his ego. He was showing out, and Jeezy was being calm, cool, and collected, and mature. And what I wrote here is that Jeezy was all in his ego too, right? He too was concerned about an image and consequences. So he didn't really show up until the end. The end was interesting. But overall, he didn't really show up to have an honest and vulnerable human moment. The opposite of ego is not taking the high road, right? Which is what it looks like Jeezy was doing. It looked like he was taking the high road. But that's not the opposite of ego. That's just more ego. That's the flip side of ego, right? There's a low and a high, over and under, right? But actually, it's the opposite of ego is vulnerability and openness, right? And Jeezy was not open nor vulnerable. He was guarded and protective, just in a different way. Okay. Next, I'm gonna just stop counting. If you want to keep count, keep count. But I'm not gonna keep counting. It's so interesting how a lot of things we tend to see as opposites are actually two sides of the same coin. Next, too much spiritual attention is being paid to manifestation and acquiring things, love and light, and not enough to discipline. Practicing discipline will prevent the need for sacrifice. Though they may look the same, one is preventative, which is obedience, and the other is corrective, which is penance. The sacrifice will always take more, because you have to do the original thing that was required and clean up whatever mess you made by not doing the thing the first time. So discipline. Cultivate more discipline. All right. So there are a bunch of things on here crossed off, which lets me know that I talked about them at some point. Okay. Next. Hold on, I think my baby need me. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Had to go be a mother. Okay. The next point that I had was that business ideas aren't always for you. A lot of people are not entrepreneurs. We just have an innate rejection of capitalism and exploitation. So there's nothing wrong with not wanting to run your own business. And sometimes when you have ideas, it's meant to be shared or given to someone who, or shared with someone rather, who has the capacity and the skills and the faculty and the resources to implement it. But when we're in community, right, like we have a clearer picture of who those people are. And there's already a structure and relationship and environment that is conducive to honoring the people that get the ideas as valuable, just as valuable as the people who are able to initiate action and carry out action and sustain action, right? So when you have ideas, this talks about business. So if you're not an entrepreneurial person, but just in general, right? Like if you know that you are not the person that is meant to carry out that idea, then you can find someone around you who's already doing that and work with them, build with them to some degree. If your idea is expansive, then start building that out to add to the work of like-minded individuals that are already out here doing what you're doing. This is how we can be regenerative, right? Instead of always trying to start from scratch, always trying to start something new. How can we kind of connect to people who are already doing the work that we want to do or in the field that we want to be in that we can connect with and align with and get things done? Let's see. Oh, okay. So the thought was, why don't people communicate and engage in open dialogue? There are some quotes here, some things that are commonly shared on social media. If I have to tell you, I don't want it. You should just know, glorifying and yearning for the experience of people who just know, and how this is an aversion to being open and having the true intimacy of being honest and communicating directly. And it's almost like skipping steps as I'm reading this. That's another thing about some of these notes. Like, I had them so that I would just know to come back to it and then flesh it out completely later. But I think that this is another example of how we've been taught to kind of skip to the end step, right? But, like, someone kind of just knowing you is a result of, like, a deeper level of intimacy. And it's possible to have some people who just kind of know things. But if I'm being honest, like, when people know things, sometimes it's spiritual, like, they're spiritual knowing. But if there's somebody who is able to just kind of get you and say all the right things and do all the right things, then they're probably projecting something. I'm going to just keep it real, right? Because if they haven't actually gotten the information from you, and if they have not actually had the experience from you, then that means that they do not know you. They have an idea of you, and it is that idea of you that they are responding and reacting to, but it is not necessarily you, because they have not had the openness and the intimacy and the depth of interaction with you in order to actually know the being that is you, right? And so that's all good, and so it's not. It's all good, and so it's not, right? And then I also think, you know, as I always say, as within, so without. And I think that when we're yearning for another person to know us like that and show up for us like that, then that's actually our body's way of telling us that we need to be that for ourselves. Because if you know yourself very clearly and you're okay with who you are and what you need and what you think and what you feel and the ways in which you want those needs to be satisfied, then being open and being honest and being direct about those things is not as scary, right? But if you don't know that information for yourself, or if you have shame or guilt around those things, it makes it a lot more difficult to communicate them. And it's easier for somebody to just know so you don't have to say it, right? So that's what this is talking about, being averse to intimacy and vulnerability, and instead yearning to kind of skip to the end result, which is something people talk about a long time. Like, I don't got too many more dating phases in me. Like, y'all know y'all be saying that shit. So, yeah. All right, I'm going to just read this word for word. This goes back to the role of spirituality and religion in your life. Spiritual practices help you to understand the bigger picture, the people and the world around you, and how to relate to it. Religion systematizes. I don't know if that's a word. Did I make that up? Systematizes. Huh. Let's see. Let's look it up. Y'all with me in real time. Here we go. Systematizes. Okay. Religion systematizes these practices in a tangible, pragmatic form. If your religion tells you that there is only one true right way, then this sets the foundation for the way you interact with the world, giving you a perspective that two things cannot be true at the same time. And if that's the case, and something feels true and right to you, then the other person has to be wrong. This also makes people afraid to have conversations or afraid to seek therapy. They have a fear of being told that they are, in fact, the one who is wrong. I tell my kids all the time, I am not in your brain. I am not in your body. But there is very important information in there, and you have to be the one to get it out. Whether that is talking, drawing, seeing, or whatever. What is in your brain and what is in your body is valuable and deserves to be honored and respected. In order for that to happen, it must be expressed. Okay, so that's the end of list one. Let's see, we're at 45 minutes, so I'm going to let that be that. And I actually think I'm going to read back through the fullness of the other list so I'm not stuttering and stammering. And I may do a part two on the Proverbs, or I might actually put those out as a podcast, because some of those are a little more recent. And it's also a much longer list. So yeah, thank you so much if you listen to me stutter and stumble through this episode. You know, this is our first day out, or first day back rather. I'm not out of nothing. First day back podcast. My kid is out in the hallway thumping around doing stuff. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tagging along. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for coming back. I'm excited to be back. I still have not decided on the frequency with which I will release these episodes. However, comma, we're definitely getting back to it. We're getting back to the things this year. So I hope you will join me in getting back to whatever thing you started and put down, or that you have been putting off, because Spirit said be bold and do the things. Okay? So thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope that there's something in this podcast spoke to you directly and has encouraged you, enlightened you, inspired you, rejuvenated you, gave you a laugh, gave you a cackle. And I will see y'all. Well, I will talk to y'all. I'm going to see y'all eventually. But we'll announce that when it's time to announce that. I will talk to y'all on the flip side. Okay, love y'all. Y'all be blessed.